Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, let's say good afternoon to Arthur Smith, head football coach of our Atlanta Falcons. Coach Art, congratulations on another dub. I saw your emotion after the game with Matt Ryan, and I was like, yeah, you got me fired up, Coach.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it was nice to get home, drink a couple of Haymans, and call it a night and get on to the Panthers. So it was a good win for us, and hopefully, you know, we got to keep this thing going. We got a big game here Sunday at home.
Just, I was down there in Miami for the game, and just see, you know, the Kyle Pitts just continue to become a guy who helps finish and put games away. And obviously, I think if Miami, I think he said he was excited to see he had single coverage, but two huge catches, and then obviously setting up. And I said it on the air, so I'll say it to you, Coach. Fantastic clock management. That's the way to close a game out.
Well, I appreciate it. It's something we preach, we work on all the time, and like I said, our guys, you know, the mindset's different. And we continue to evolve here. And, you know, offensively, our mentality is give us a ball with a chance. We're gonna finish this thing out. And we're going to continue to grow as a team. And it's cool to watch these guys. It's a good feeling when you roll Koo out there, because he's pretty damn clutch too. So the next step is we got to start taking advantage of these opportunities and play a complete game.
Yeah, it's a great point, Coach. I don't think we've done that yet. I agree with you. I think we've had spurts, and we've been able to win games. I don't think we played, obviously, our best football or complete game. It's Coach Arthur Smith, guys. Coach Art, let's stay with Kyle Pitts. I'm curious to know, what have you told him? I know the kid's young. You know, I there's a saying on the show, I say I want it now, meaning I want to see more of Pitts, and I want you to go to him more. And it's just something that I've been craving, but you're giving it to us. And what are you saying to Kyle Pitts?
Well, it's we draft. I mean, the position he plays, what we ask of the position, and there's a lot of nuances that go on, and then there's a lot of things that, and he's such a quick student. I mean, he's obviously very physically gifted, but the improvement he's made week over week, the little things about route running versus man coverage, and he's continuing to grow, and I think he's just scratching the surface. And then, you know, as an offense, you've got to be ready for it, and it's great to see him take off. But the consistency to do it week after week, and then you're going to have to deal with people game planning towards him. And, you know, with people give different approaches. I've been a part of defensive plans. We were playing Detroit, and, you know, wherever Calvin Johnson went, you double team him. You better have other guys that can get open, which we do. And the effect that he can have on the game now, so hopefully he continues to improve. We continue to get better as an offense, and we'll see where this thing goes. We got a lot of weapons here.
Right. It was great to see Russell Gage with a big, you know, some big plays out there. And certainly, you know, to see Calvin really, Calvin took a huge hit. I didn't think Calvin was going to come back in the game, but he also gets a touchdown. So how great was it to have all your weapons there for Matt as far as the receiver core?
Yeah, it helps. Like I said, we've got a really unselfish group. And I think, you know, it's interesting to go back and look at it. And, you know, you look at Matt's first 9 completion, went to 8 different players. So we get everybody involved. We got a lot of underrated guys that, you know, the Keith Smiths of the world, the Tajay Sharps, their number's called, they step up and they make plays, and it helps you expand as an offense. It allows us to do what we do.
Coach, let's talk about the running game. It's Arthur Smith, guys. Weekly visit here on the program. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Carolina up next, which we'll talk about here in just a sec. Cordero and Mike Davis. How do you see them with their different skill set? We know what Cordero's been able to do. You know, I'm looking at the carries for Mike Davis, and I'm going, okay, are we utilizing him less? I mean, I know you've got a plan, but is there – or do you look at them differently, or is it just, hey, they're who's ever out there is going to go make plays?
Well, there's really two parts to that. I mean, we have different personnel packages. And the kind of way that game went in Miami, some of the things they were doing early, you know, we didn't – wasn't a ton of called runs. We ran it when we had to, that'll change week to week. And there were some things that we had with CP in there. I've got all the confidence in the world. Mike Davis, he does a lot of little things for us. He's really good in protection, really smart football player. And we'll get to different games. What I don't ever want to become is obvious. You know, I don't live and die by this fixed number that you have to hit a certain number. You just want to be balanced. And that can be, 60-40, or whatever it is. You just don't want to become obvious on first, second down. And we're pleased with Mike. It'll change week to week, but we do have personnel packages. That's what happened in the Miami game.
Okay. It is our man, Coach Arthur Smith, guys. It's brought to you by Domino's, the Falcon Report, guys. Don't forget Domino's. $50 million in frees. Get yours in tonight. Go to Domino's.com. Coach, we talked earlier about the defense, and Debo was the defensive player of the week in the conference, but there was a lot of missed tackles. Is that just a byproduct of younger guys getting more time, or just guys got to do a better job, period?
Well, it's a combination thing. I mean, that's the thing you've got to work on. That's why you could continue to work on your fundamentals and get creative in the ways you want to work in practice, because you don't – obviously when you miss tackles, you allow people to extend plays and ultimately extend drives to lead the points. And then, you got to give Tua credit. I mean, Tua made, some of our better tacklers, and he extended plays. But it's something we got to harp on. We got to work week to week. And obviously Deion – It was cool to see him get the NFC Player of the Week. And we also think Foye is playing really good football for us, too.
Coach, I'm curious. Matt's playing amazing. He's balling out, as we like to say. When you took the job, did you say to yourself, we're good at that position? Now, I don't want to necessarily, rehash the draft and all of that, because we know where we went and we're moving forward. But at the quarterback position, did you feel – like this was going to play out this way? Because Matt may be playing his best football, than the year he won the MVP.
No, I did. But when I took the job, and Terry and I sat down and with our staff, and we looked at everything objective, and every option was on the table. And then I met with Matt. You watch it, and he's a hell of a player. I mean, just where we're at, and everything kind of lined up, and happy as hell we got Kyle and like Matt Ryan's our leader, and he's like you said it. He's playing good football, and happy as hell to get a chance to coach him. So he's got a lot of good football left in him.
Well, you want to take credit here? Was the thing that you had to show him what to do, or stuff that was just instinctive and just some tweaks that you guys made?
Well, I think what you're thinking. I think there's a good thing going here, and we got a good staff, and we're building a culture here. I know that word gets overused a lot, but we've got a lot of unselfish guys. They come to work. You got to have good players. I'd sit here and say, it's got to be the right mix. You got to have good players. You got to have the right staff. And we feel like we're on the right track. We know we still got a ways to go. There's a lot of people. There's never just one person that, a lot of people, when things are going well, want to jump out in front of the parade. That's not us. So, we'll continue as we go. We got our work cut out for us. This is a big game at home right here Sunday.
It is. And let's talk about Carolina, Coach. It's Arthur Smith. Can't worry about what's going on in their house, although I don't know how much It seems like, Darnold got benched. There's some dysfunction or whatever's going on. But we know they're going to show up on Sunday. What are you seeing with Carolina as you get ready to start game planning for these guys?
Yeah, it's a team that flies around. They've invested a lot in their defense. They got a lot of good young players. They still obviously have Shaq Thompson. We expect them to play. They're strong up front. Obviously, guys have been around here. They know Burns. He's a fastball edge pressure guy. Reddick's having a good year, but it's a physical defense that flies around. And offensively, they got playmakers. This league is. It's a long season. They may be 3-4. They looked really good at times. They're 1-0 in the NFC South. We're 3-3, but we're 0-1 in the NFC South. So this is a big divisional game, because this is where right now we're kind of in the middle of the pack. And then as you get in November, you got to start separating. So you got a chance here in December. So that's why this is such a huge game. But we'll get their best shot. They're well coached, good special teams, too. So I'm excited.
How you feel your offensive line did against the Dolphins? Because they always seem to have a good front seven in Carolina. And, Spriggs was in there. We'll get McGarry back. But how do you feel your offensive line is coming now going into this week?
I think he's playing really well. Matt's been pretty clean too. I mean, a lot of his success we'll have offensively. It takes all 11, and those guys are really doing a nice job up front. You know, Dwayne Love for Chandler Henley, they do a phenomenal job, and they got a good thing going. And guys gotten better week over week. And then, like I said, the run game, this thing is it's moving in the right direction. It's nice when you get to the end of the game and everybody knows you're going to run and you can run it and finish people off. It helps you, you know, manage the clock to get in those situations where you're able to use every second and have a walk-off. So we got a lot of confidence in them. And this is a challenge every week. That's life in the NFL.
Falcons back home, guys, this weekend against Carolina. How's A.J. Terrell, Coach?
Yeah, he's doing well. You know, we'll see. Like I said, I didn't go to medical school. We take every protocol seriously. But I can say this. You know, he's trending in the right direction. I never want to give him 100% because, as you guys know, things pop up. But right. We feel pretty good about where we're at, you know, last week in October with the help of this team.
Did you get a chance to watch any of the World Series last night? Are you just stuck on football 24/7?
Well, you know, when I was driving home, I was listening to the radio. And then, you know, obviously listened to it. We won. So it's exciting. You know, I think it's awesome for the city. I think, we got to do our part here this weekend. Should be a big weekend around town. You can feel it. Even up here, you know, as you're in Round Flowery Branch, we got to do our part. We got to make – because that environment, it's been on TV. It's been live at Truist. And we need that at Mercedes-Benz. And we got to do our part and win. And win at home, so.
Yeah, no doubt. And it is a big weekend. Georgia, Florida. I mean, you guys were back at home. Falcons back at home. Braves got games going on. I mean, you're absolutely right.
And by the way, how late in the office were you last night?
Yeah, I mean, Tuesdays are late nights. I mean, it's kind of the rhythm of NFL week. You know, you're game planning, trying to get ready for Wednesday's practice.
Yeah. So what, you don't have a cot there, do you? You're not sleeping at the office now.
I need a break. You know, I'm not one of those guys that you know, I mean, as long as I've done this, never been the one, even if it's only been a couple hours. I need that break in the day. When I drive, I think it's helpful for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I used to say that all the time. You know, you get to clear your mind a little bit. Well, Coach Art, right, we appreciate you, man. And let's go get another one this weekend against Carolina. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good luck, and I know you have our guys ready, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.